Have you ever wondered what it's like to run a Molly Made franchise? Wondered if you have what it takes? Welcome to Running a Franchise with Molly Made. In this series, we take you behind the scenes, introducing you to key members of Molly Made Canada and the amazing partners we work with. We'll cover the history of the business and share insights into the support we offer franchise partners and the opportunity for success that's yours for the taking.
Welcome to Molly Made Podcast, episode number 5. I'm your host, Fiona Stiant. And in today's episode, we speak with Kelsey Ashley and her partner, Aaron Levesque, who own and operate the Sudbury Molly Made franchise. Kelsey and Aaron received the Silver Award for the Canadian Franchise Association's Franchisee of the Year Award at the 2019 convention. This award recognized their outstanding business performance, as well as their exceptional customer service and extensive community involvement. They are dedicated to their business, their customers, and to their team. Our focus in today's segment is on their involvement in the community. Welcome, Kelsey and Aaron.
Hi, Fiona. Thanks for having us.
You're not only partners, are you?
No. Aaron and I are actually stepsisters who have taken over the company for our parents, who have gone into retirement. So we've spent many years eating, breathing, living Molly Made. We've taken over the company now, and it's nice to say it's ours, and it's something, you know, we can do together, and I think we work very well as a team.
What a great success story and family story. Why is being part of the community so important to you both and to Molly Made?
I know for me personally, I just feel strongly that when you live in a community and you work in a community, it's important to give back however you can, whether it's volunteering, monetary, whatever. And especially owning a business, it's really important to me. I just feel like that's just part of being a good human and living where we do. It's important that customers and your staff know that you are supporting the community that you live and work in. Like, we've both lived here our entire lives. It's good karma, really. And I just feel when you give back, you'll get back whether you're expecting it or not.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and with this community being, as Aaron mentioned, we have lived here our entire lives, and every single community can use some kind of improvement, especially when it comes to those in need. So we feel that anything we can give back, we will give back. And the more we grow, the more we're able to give. And it's really rewarding.
Really powerful statements for sure. What are some of the most recent activities that Molly Made Sudbury yourselves have participated in?
So we recently did one thing a little different this year. We actually partnered with another local business, Best Tech, here in Sudbury. And through Sudbury.com, they offer, it's called the 12 Acts of Kindness. There were families that were nominated, and this one family in particular had just had their lives turned, you know, upside down. They had a son who was going through chemotherapy, constantly in and out of Sick Kids Hospital in Toronto. You know, the family is trying to work and take care of their children, and they're just absolutely devastated by this. And I can imagine the last thing they would have time for would be cleaning their own household. So we actually went in and provided them with 1 year's worth of free cleaning just to help them spend a little more time together with doing the things they love.
And how was that received?
She was shocked, taken aback. She wasn't quite sure what to say when we showed up there. It was quite surprising to her. And when I went to meet her for the estimate, she just kept saying how happy and excited she was. And I still can't believe it. She's just so thrilled. And getting to meet her, it was so nice. She's such a sweet person. And we've heard from other people that know her, like she definitely deserved it. And her little guy was battling cancer at a year old, almost better. Like, we were so excited to be able to be a part of it. How they say it's better to give than receive. It really was quite exciting to be able to do this for that family.
There were definitely some waterworks.
Yeah. I would imagine. What a heartfelt, wonderful story for sure to be able to do that for the family. I mean, traveling from Sudbury to Toronto to sick kids, and that alone had to be exhausting, as well as the emotional roller coaster they were on dealing with everything that they had to do. So providing them with house cleaning certainly would be one thing that then could provide them with some relief and comfort, knowing they had a clean home to come home to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Molly Maid Canada has some activities as well that involve customers and team members. Can you share a little bit about that with us?
Molly Maid Canada has been generous enough to provide us with the tools and materials necessary to do an annual Christmas in July food drive, where we collect non-perishable food items and donate them to our local food bank. We're provided with biodegradable pink Molly Maid bags from Molly Maid Canada, and our customers and team members fill them with all the items. The food bank then reuses those bags to distribute those items to their customers. And then as well, every winter, we do our annual coat drive.
The one nice thing we've noticed with the coat drive is that we've been doing it for so long that the staff start asking, oh, when are we doing the coat drive, or are we doing it this year? And we'll even get customers, as we're calling to remind them of their cleans, asking if we're doing the coat drive or the food drive, but specifically the coat, because they're anxious to get rid of their stuff that they're hanging on to. And we'll take anything. We don't limit it to coats. We get sometimes boots, shoes, any clothing. Sometimes they'll send books, household items, and we just take it all and bring it to the location because everything is helpful.
So we donate to our local nonprofit organization called Better Beginnings, Better Futures. So they distribute it out for free. They are not resold. They're distributed for free to those in need within the community.
That's excellent. And what a great time of year to do that, because that's when people really need it. I know the food banks in the summer tend to be a little bit slower and they don't have as many donations. So that's a great time to be collecting food. And then in the winter, when it's cold, especially up in Sudbury,
yes,
it's a great time to be providing some warm clothes to those in need for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Do you feel your values in terms of supporting the community emulate to your customers?
Yeah, I remember specifically one brand new client I was meeting with who had heard that we do this on a regular basis with the food drives and other things. And she happened to see it on one of our local newspapers. And she said that was the main reason why she chose us over anyone else. It's important that people know that we're aware of where we are and that we're willing to help out. It's such a simple thing to do, and it's important, and we have no idea who we're actually affecting, but I'm sure there's people out there that are wearing the coats that our people have donated and are eating the food that they've given, and it's helping them out. You just don't know the good that it could do for somebody who's really struggling.
As Erin had mentioned in the previous question, we actually have customers that call us before we even start our coat drive or food drive and say, hey, we're just confirming that you're going to be doing it this year. I want to get my stuff ready. And I know I personally, every year I wonder, we're not going to get as many coats as we got last year. You know, we've got so many regular customers. We've got to be out of jackets to donate by now. And yet every year we seem to surpass our goals thanks to those customers. As they're ready for us every year. And we'll do a lot of move in, move out cleans and stuff like that. And people are more than willing. They're like, hey, I know you guys do a lot of donations. Will you take furniture? Will you take this? And we're like, yes, absolutely. Anything that we can donate, we will take off your hands and give it back to the community. And our customers are just aware of that. Every so often, you know, teams come in, oh, this is from this customer and this is from this customer. And it's really awesome that they do share those values.
And how does it make your team members feel? Providing awesome. All of this support in the community. Yeah, and them being involved. How does it make them feel? Do you get any feedback or comments from them?
We do a lot of the time. Our team members as well, they always anticipate the food drive, the coat drive. They're the ones who are out there that we have to rely on to give the customer the cards, reminding them that we're in the process of doing our coat drive or our food drive. Here's a bag provided for you, and they take care of reminding the customers that their next clean if there's nothing there, and as well showing gratitude on our behalf when those items are donated. Sometimes you'll get, oh, hey, you have no idea what Mrs. Smith just donated today. And it's really exciting. They've even mentioned to us, like, maybe we could, you know, make a friendly competition with one of our neighboring Molly mates to see who can collect more coats or more food this year. I think that's really nice.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They'll come in and bring in, oh, I got another bag, and I've got, oh, this is a heavy one this year, and they'll load it up. We have all the bags in the office, and it just gets bigger, and they notice, and they're like, holy smokes, look at all the food, or look at all the coats. This is amazing. And it really is quite, it's quite surprising, and it's nice to see when we have new staff that have never done it before. And we're like, okay, it's the annual food drive or coat drive. And they're like, what is that? And we explain it to them. We do this every year. And we've done it every year since Molly Maid introduced it. It's important. It's one of those little extras that make Molly Maid as great as it is.
Being part of the community is such an important aspect of being a business owner. And I know you've shared some wonderful things that you've done, and I know you do a whole lot more than you've mentioned today. Again, you know, as one of Canada's Franchisee of the Year in 2019, we really are thrilled that you were able to share your insight into what you're doing in your community. Thank you so much, Kelsey and Erin. We really appreciate speaking with us today.
Thank you, Fiona.
Thank you for joining us on Running a Franchise with Molly Maid. If you're interested in learning more about franchise opportunities with Molly Maid Canada, please send us an email at franchiseopportunities@mollymaid.ca. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep it clean.